This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We are officially delivered every single handmade, homemade Valentine for Project Cupid. And if you go to our Instagram right now, the video is posted. Brett Mega Show, Brett with one T, Brett, B-R-E-T, Mega Show on Instagram. You could see the memories, the moments, the emotion. AB made an incredible video that I think just shows you the power of community at its fullest extent. So please go to our Instagram, view it, like it, share it, spread some love on Valentine's Day. If you haven't been following along with what Project Cupid is, it is where we've asked schools to make handmade Valentines. We asked originally just for classes. And we opened up, I want to point this out, we only solicited for schools one time. Yeah. And we got to the point because we maxed out on the amount of schools we thought we could actually go, because we went to every single school and personally picked them up.
Mm-hmm. We actually over maxed out because we forgot a school.
Yeah. And Hannah was going last second. Yesterday, Hannah went last second to Liberty Middle School. And then they were amazing. And then because we had already used the group and organization that helped us distribute them out to nursing homes and senior citizens was Voice STL. They were amazing to work with. And thank you, God, for you guys, because Hannah realized how hard it was to get all these handmade Valentines to the nursing homes and to the seniors. She just started driving around to random senior citizen facilities and saying, hey, I got Valentines for the seniors. Mm-hmm. So Hannah went above and beyond trying to make sure that every single senior got some love on Valentine's Day. And the video captures it all. It was probably one of the most exhausting and most rewarding experiences we've had on the Brett Mega Show.
Yeah, I'm really almost struggling to find words about how I feel with this project. I was the one to reach out to over 30 different teachers, schools, communities, and try and coordinate all of everything to pick up these Valentines, meet all the kids, distribute everything out. And it was a lot of work, but it all was so worth it. And I can't wait to keep continuing this every single year and seeing where this goes. The amount of joy in all the kids' faces, the amount of joy in all the senior citizens' faces, words can't describe it. So I'm very glad that AB created this amazing video, because you can feel the love and you can see the love in everyone's eyes, in their face, like the way we hug each other. It's amazing. So I'm very glad AB captured this in video, because even words on the radio can't describe it.
It's funny to me because I spend so many hours editing all these clips and stuff, and I recognize kids this year going through the parades and the assemblies and all of this stuff from making the video last year. So I would look at a girl and be like, oh my gosh, I remember her from last year. She's in this clip I took of her, like this video.
Wow, that's so cool. Wow. So it goes to show you the moments and memories shared actually mean something to all of us, and that we do consider you like family and an extension of the show. Look, going to the schools, we've created so many moments. Dropping off the nursing homes and seniors, we created moments and memories. And so the only way to really capture it is to go and see the video. But I want each of us to take a second, look back on Project Cupid, and share what our favorite moment is. I'll go first, and then I want to Hannah and hear from Hannah, AB, and Kevin. Mine was the dance party that went down at Whiteside in the middle of a parade for so many different reasons. The first one is, I think everyone on the show can admit, I am annoyingly calm in stressful situations. I do not get nervous, do not get embarrassed. The only thing on the planet that really makes me nervous or embarrassed or makes me anxious is dancing. I cannot stand it. The only people I think seen me really bust out in dance moves is my kids and my family, because it does make me nervous. And in the middle of a parade at Whiteside, I got myself into a goofy dance battle with a girl who was just busting a move. And afterwards, you could see the emotion on the teachers' faces. And as we were leaving Whiteside, Nurse Heather goes, hey, she lives with autism. She has a special aid for social circumstances because she doesn't really come out of her shell. Her mom then reached out and explained, like, this isn't my daughter. She's in third grade. We've never seen any of this before. This burst of energy. So one, I had to put myself out of my comfort zone to do this. She put herself out of her comfort zone. And the other thing is, it really goes to show you that if you've ever just felt so much joy, so much love that your body just has to move. And that's what ended up happening. There was so much joy, so much love, so much trust, so much energy coming from those hallways that she had to bust a move. You just had to get into a dance battle. And I think that's so cool that that's the feeling that we were creating, that it was joy, trust, and love. And that's what Project Cupid is all about.
Oh, man, that was an amazing moment. It's hard for me to pick my favorite because every school provided something so different and amazing. But I have to say my favorite might have been over at St. Joseph's Parish. We're walking through the hallways, and St. Joseph's, they offer schooling from pre-K all the way up until like middle school. So we got to see so many different kids and walks of life in there. And as we were at the end with the little babies, there was a little girl who like waddled over to me and she gave me the sweetest compliment ever. But Brett, it kind of echoes off of what you were saying. Like, there was so much love and trust that this little itty bitty girl walked up to me in a huge crowd of people and felt confident enough to come up and talk to me and give me a compliment, give me a hug. And I will never forget that. Like, it was amazing. Just the joy and happiness in her eyes. Like, she knew what she was doing. She knew what the Valentines were for. She needs to be on the
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio.
She also called you a Barbie.
Yeah. You look like a Barbie.
I want to hear Kevin's and AB's, and we want to give you the final number of Valentine's and schools. We're spreading love on Valentine's Day. We did have some help. We had all of your help collecting handmade Valentines, and then we delivered them to senior citizens, all thanks to your kids who are probably in the car right now headed to school because you're great parents. Thanks to your teachers who care so much. So many schools came out and poured out love across St. Louis. It's such a cool opportunity for us to see all of these kids and see how cool the younger generation is and how smart they are and how passionate they are. And then to see the older generation and seniors receive these, it's just been so powerful. If you want to witness pure love and joy on Valentine's Day, go to our Instagram. AP had made this video that just is captures. I think it captures it, but barely scratches the surface of some of the memories we made. If you go to Brett Mega Show on Instagram, and that's why we're sharing our favorite moments with you. AB, who made the video, what was your favorite moment during Project Cupid?
I'm forgetting the school's name. Hannah, maybe you remember where we did the Q&A with the kids.
Oh, that was at Roseacre Elementary in Maryland Heights.
They were just asking any question they could think of from like, what's your favorite color, to how old is Kevin, to are you married, do you have kids? Like, it was so funny. And then at the end, they all like ran up and gave us like a bear hug. And it was just a day when I really needed a hug, and they were just so cute. Like, they were amazing.
Oh, Kevin, man. What was your favorite moment?
You know,
moment?
It's so funny you mentioned hug. I have two incredible moments, and it's like, it's one of them feeling young and one of them feeling old. I'll talk about feeling old. When we were at Whiteside, and a little pre-K girl, as we were going around giving high fives, just came out of nowhere and hugged my leg.
And I was just like, she literally just like that. I felt like she thought you were her grandpa. Kevin.
I know,
grandpa!
I know, exactly.
It was the cutest little blonde girl.
My heart just melted. But when we dropped off these Valentines to the senior living facility and we were handing them out, one of the residents goes, "Well, where are the kids?" And I was like, "Well, where are the kids today?" And she goes, "Well, you're probably younger than me." And it just made me feel like, you know, all of this comes full circle. All of this effort, all of this work, all of this time that these students, teachers, kids, parents, everybody put into this, as we drop these off, to see their faces light up, to see them read these over and over again, hold these Valentines, is just incredible.
I'm going to piggyback off what Kevin said about the, you know, the nursing home, because we all shared a lot of moments that happened at the schools because they were so, you know, pure and beautiful. There was also a moment when we were at the senior citizen living facility, and they're just so excited. We're reading to them, and some of them were so happy and funny stories too. Like, I'll tell you a quick funny story. One lady's like, "My significant other lives in Florida." And I was like, "Oh, my dad lives in Florida. Where does your significant other live? Because she comes and visits me." She goes, "I can't remember." It was like so adorable, right? And so these moments of love, like, she couldn't remember. But then I'll tell you a story about the power of memory and the power of reading these things. As we're leaving one of the nursing homes, this lady comes out and she said, "Hey, I wanted to tell you thank you. I just lost my husband recently. We were married for 40 plus years." And she was crying and choked up. And I can never remember names, guys. I'm the world's worst thing in names. I go, "What was your husband's name?" She said, "David." And so I'll remember David, and I'll remember that love. But that's what, and AB just started bawling her eyes out. Yeah. I think we were all like, had chills. And I think, like, for me, them reading those Valentines brought you back to memories past, love past. It reminded you of David's love. It reminded her probably of her wedding day, the first time she held her kids, the moments of being on the playground or seeing your kids graduate. Like, those all just come rushing back of emotions when you're alone in those nursing homes and you feel like it's all forgotten. And then all of a sudden you grab a homemade Valentine. And that's what my kids are doing. They're making homemade Valentines. And I just felt it. I just felt like, I'm going to look back like at a nursing home one day and someone's going to hand me a handmade Valentine. I'm going to see my sons. I'm going to see the love of our family right there. And that's what I felt like she felt in that moment. I'm not, I don't want to speak for her, but I felt like she felt David's love again, and she probably needed it more because she had just lost him. And so those kids, your kids, made that happen. All we did is go and collect them and made the video, but it's your teachings, it's your kids who poured out their love and your memories that are just going to live on forever and ever and ever. It's crazy.
So special.
We got the final number. Last year, we had done 19 schools, just about 6,000 Valentines. We had Voice STL help us distribute these Valentines out. So thank you so much. And I'm going to be honest, guys, they did a
like 90% of the counting of them as well. Mm-hmm. So they were super helpful for all of this. We do have the final number. AB, who edited the video, do you have the final number?
I have the final number. It was 8,685 Valentines.
8,635 Valentines collected from how many schools, Hannah?
28 different schools across St. Louis and Illinois.
Wow. 28 schools collected 8,000 plus Valentines. Every single school is mentioned in the video and shouted out because we appreciate it. If you haven't seen the video, go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, to see love on Valentine's. It's the most purest and best form of love you can see is on our Instagram right now, Brett Mega Show on IG.